Mervyn O'Donnell, you've got a big smile on your face. What a performance by Gador today into a provincial final, but it was a classy performance by your men in the semi-final today.
Yeah, I suppose it was, but there was a massive amount of space out there, I think, and I think that's what really kind of made our guys look maybe better than what it really was. And I'm not just saying that because the space between the midfield and the full forward line was massive. Like, and like when you give Darrell Boyle and Nisha and the likes of Oran Ferry McFadden, these boys, that kind of space, they're just going to run into it, like, and they're so hard to catch, like, you know.
Yeah. Mentioned Darrell Boyle, that was a fantastic first half by him. He doesn't get too many hat-tricks, so he doesn't, but he got one today, and yeah, two of them from play with classy strikes, and then he slotted away the penalty nicely as well.
Yeah, I think Darrell's one of the best finishers we have, like, you know. He's a, you know, and Darrell played a fair bit of soccer as well, so it probably all helped, like, you know. But no, his finishing was excellent there today, like, you know. It was great that, you know, again he ran the ball so far to actually, you know, slotted away in the end up, which is good. It takes great composure to do that, like, you know.
Yeah, he's got 9 points up, but then they got back then to five with four unanswered scores. And I suppose at that stage of the game, what they started to do was press up in your kickouts, and they didn't allow you to go short again.
Yeah.
And that was a bit cluttered in around the middle, and they were winning the kickouts, so they were.
Yeah, look, we were delighted to get the break at half time. Yeah. And that's not a word of it. I know we really needed it, and you could tell that the tide had turned for the last, you know, maybe 5 or 7 minutes of the first half. And, you know, we weren't getting our kickouts away and stuff again. And we started to get a wee bit worried, to be honest, because, we've seen what happened in Belfast last week, like, you know, when things do start to turn, and you know, they could have brought it back to maybe 2 to 3 points very easily. Like, so I was just glad that it was a 5 point gap at half time. We always knew we were going to have another wee purple patch ourselves, you know.
Kevin Cassidy's goal was very timely in the second half, so it was.
Oh yeah, he's always after the glory, Kevin. But yeah, listen, it was a great goal from Kevin, and it came at a very good time as well. But look, I think the last 10 minutes we kind of got more defensive as such, like, and I think we were able to afford to go defensive, if you know what I mean. Like, you know.
Did your plan work a treat today? Did it work out as you thought it was going to be?
Ah, it probably did all right. Yeah. Nah, it did to a certain degree. Like we're. Things did work out, and a lot of things that we still have to work on, I thought too, like, you know. And I don't know if it's good enough to win an Ulster title, that performance today, but we'll see. Like, a lot of stuff went in our favour there today. I think the lead in the first half was massive, and I think that was the winning of the game, you know.
What about conceding 16 points today?
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry. Yeah, but look, you know, with the type of game that was in it, I think it was so open. You're going to concede, like, but there's a couple of great scores there. But I think it was that Rain O'Neill and a few. These are a couple of mighty scores. So, like, there's very little you can do about that from maybe boys shooting out around the 45. Like, so, like, you know, you have to accept that there's going to be good. Point takers like that, you're going to concede, like, you know.
Still on football as we head towards December, you've got a couple of weeks now to prepare for an Ulster final. Yeah. That's an occasion that you boys very much want to be part of and go on to one.
Oh, yeah, listen, we're delighted. We really are, like, you know, as a club, like, and again, I keep talking about from where we came from last year, and I keep going back to that. Like, we're delighted. Well, I'm delighted anyway, because I keep saying to them, like, we came from nothing last year. You know, the fact that we hadn't got out of group stages for you know, maybe 5 or 6 years before that, and to be where we are now, it's brilliant. Like, but a lot, look, again, you know, I can't be taking credit. It's down to the back room that's there, and Michael Boyle's come on this year, and Michael's been brilliant. Like, and I'm delighted for him, because, you know, that's his more or less his job, if you know what I mean. So as a trainer, and I'm delighted for him as much as I am for anybody else, you know.
Finally, then, what sort of challenge is Scotstown going to present?
Well, do you know what? We don't know yet. I'm sure Scotstown are going to be a mighty team, like, you know, and there will be favourites going into that game, and rightly so. And we'll take a look at it this week. Obviously, we'll take a look at a bit of video and stuff like that. And we've only been taking game by game. We haven't looked. We'd never go and look at a game ahead of where we're at. So the Scotstown thing will be sorted this week, and we'll take a look at it, and we'll see what they have, and we'll try our best to counteract that.